From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Intel Corporation, committed to inspiring ingenuity and educational excellence in the next generation of innovators.
My friend Jane recently received an anonymous letter. It announced that her teenage daughter had been uninvited from an upcoming birthday party being hosted by three schoolmates. Only when Jane questioned her daughter did she learn that no official invitation had even been issued. She was simply the latest victim of mean girl syndrome, an outcast from her social group. The anonymous letter writers, and they were parents, further requested that their daughters not be made to feel uncomfortable because they'd excluded a girl who as recently as last week had been among their best friends. Ironically, in my town, the middle school administration devotes a full day each year to student workshops promoting respect, tolerance, and compassion. Faculty, parents, and the earnest therapists who facilitate the event encourage students to share tales of rejection and of taunting by school bullies. In other words, to develop a lifetime of empathy in just a few hours. This noble endeavor, year after year, is a resounding failure. Fear of reprisal keeps the bullied kids silent, and to the rest it's a joke. Let's face it, kids are mean, and middle school girls are the meanest of all. The anonymous letter is a stark reminder that the parents themselves set the bar for this behavior and are often its worst perpetrators. So, to the mothers who sent that letter to Jane, congratulations and shame on you. How sad that you thought your anonymity shielded you from the need for respect, fairness, and common courtesy as you micromanaged your daughter's lives. Even sadder, you condoned the girl's cruelty when you denied my friend an opportunity to confront you. You have taught your children a valuable, if lamentable, life lesson. Gang up on your latest victim, blame her for her own exclusion from the group, and then congratulate yourselves for showing her how powerless and unloved she has become. Saddest of all, by your example, you have shown your daughters what an ugly place the world can be. With a Perspective, I'm Julie Turgeman.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at acura.com.